Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, hour number deuce here. The firm of Harrison Meringue. You missing the first hour? You can check that out wherever you get your podcasts. 1051thefan.com, the Odyssey app. We're over on the YouTubes as well, youtube.com/1051thefan. You can check out previous shows if you missed them. The boys were back on primetime last night. If you missed that, you can check that out on YouTube or the Odyssey app. If you missed the mail sack this morning and on Dirt and Sprague, you can check that out wherever you get your podcasts, including the Odyssey app. We'll talk some Army-Navy this hour, along with web gems, Army-Navy-themed web gems as well. As we gear up for that, a couple sleeping giants in a conference that could awaken for different reasons, or maybe the same reason. But let's get into this. The Heisman Trophy finalists were announced. In no surprise, there is Fernando Mendoza. We are obviously on this show very happy for Diego Pavia. Jeremiah Love, do you think Jeremiah Love will sit out the Heisman ceremony because they didn't get into the playoff? And Ohio State quarterback Julian Sain.
Well, they went 1-for-4.
You think so? You don't like Pavia in the Final Four? He's a great story.
He's a great story. So threw for 3,158 yards, 28 touchdowns, 7 picks. That's the other guy here. My bad. 3,192 yards, 27 touchdowns, 8 picks, 826 yards, 9 rushing touchdowns. So 36 touchdowns.
Almost 1,000 on the ground.
Yeah, not bad. All told, he just broke 4,000 yards, mm-hmm. had 36 touchdowns total, 8 interceptions. Okay. The guy I would have put in over him. Threw for 40 less yards, ran for 200 more, and had more touchdowns and less picks.
I'm going to go with the kid at South Florida.
Indeed, Byron Brown. But to me, Byron Brown has been one of the most impressive players in college football. For me, the Heisman is who is the best player in college football. Julian Sain is not the best player in college football. Diego Pavia is not the best player in college
Julian
football.
Julian Sain's not even the best player on his team.
He's like the fourth or fifth best player on his team. Like, it's the most outstanding player in college football. If you're asking me that list, Fernando Mendoza, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I'm in on Fernando Mendoza. There's more, what is it? There's more winner there than stats.
To an extent, yes.
You know what I mean? He's what we were talking about with Jalen Hurts and Justin Herbert. He's got it.
Yes, and he has had moments all season long.
So you'll take Fernando Mendoza.
I would take Byron Brown.
Byron Brown.
At USF.
You will take Haynes King.
Haynes King at Georgia Tech. Jacob Rodriguez at Texas Tech.
Dude, and I think the winner of the Heisman Trophy, I don't know if I just didn't watch enough, and we're actually going to talk about them here in a moment. Watching the Big 12 title game, dude, Jacob Rodriguez might be the best player in college football.
You can make an argument for
and it. And that includes the Caleb Downs and Jeremiah Smiths of the world, who didn't have incredibly flashy stat line years, but we know Jeremiah Smith and Mekhi Lemon are the two best wide receivers in college football right now. We know that. I don't care what their stats say. Jacob Rodriguez is absolutely nasty. And the idea of sending a Notre Dame running back who is good, he's great, he projects really well at the next level, I don't see it there. I kind of like Pavia because sometimes what's made the Heisman so great in the past is the story. It's not always the play. Sometimes it's the story. I mean, you could argue Fernando Mendoza is all story. And when he does win it, which he will.
His production was very good.
He
completed
was very
almost
good.
72% of his passes. And that team, now, I don't want to take away from their defense because their defense might be the best team in the country. But he does not. He's got Elijah Surratt. That's not Jeremiah Smith.
But when I talk about story, find me a bigger story in college football in the last 20 years.
Than Indiana being the best team in the country.
Correct. So the Heisman does love a story.
Yeah, they do.
And I will look back on this year with Fernando Mendoza when he is announced as the Heisman, and he will be. I will look back on this, and that's what will come to my head. However this finishes out in the playoff, my head will live in a world, man, 2025, that's the Indiana year. Remember that? And that will make me feel better about, to be honest with you, is a really lackluster Heisman class. Like, I said this a couple weeks ago about Jaden Daniels being like the most meh Heisman Trophy winner I've seen in a while, and I got hit with somebody on the text line telling me his stats from that year. And they were correct. His stats were amazing. But there was, like, nothing that year, whether it be LSU or him specifically, where we were like, yeah, I love that guy. Mm-hmm. Now, I was wrong because I didn't think he'd project to the NFL very well because I really didn't like him at Arizona State, and I was wrong about that. And I don't love Mendoza in the NFL either, but I hope to be wrong because the kid's fun. You want to play the audio?
Do it.
I've heard it like six times, and I'll hear it again. This is a hopeful preview of what we could get when he wins the Heisman Trophy. This is Fernando Mendoza at the end of the Big Ten Championship speaking on the mic directly into the camera.
We were never supposed to be in this position, but by the glory of God, the great coaches, great teammates, everyone we have around us, we were able to pull this off. Whoever thought the Hoosiers would be here, but now the Hoosiers are flipping champs. Let's go!
Yourself a bunch of misfits who found the right home at Indiana. Why was this the right place for this group?
It's the right place for process oriented. We're going day by day, whether it's the offensive line, the defense, the coaches, special teams, we're all process oriented to one goal. That's our thing, is we're brothers. We can drag teams into the deep end because we know that we're going to stick together and we're the strongest glue ever.
Tell me about finding Charlie Becker, third down, 2 minutes to go. We talk about Heisman moments, but take me through that one.
And what an incredible, Charlie's been, but he's been every single day in summer. We were always throwing before practice, before at 7 a.m. on Sundays, doing spots, doing routes, and now you see it to come to fruition. He's my roommate. Couldn't be happy for such a young man as well as our defense playing lights out, and well, everybody just, what an incredible moment.
I love it.
That's and that makes me feel better about the Heisman. I know
it.
I heard it on Primetime. I heard it on Dirt and Sprague yesterday. We had it in our notes to do it today, so it just waited a day. That makes me feel better about the Heisman. I want a kid like that. Although I feel like he has seen the final the touchdown that he threw in the Penn State game, listening to Gus Johnson a little too much. Because he sounds like, oh my God, he caught the ball!
That's a guy that loves ball and loves his teammates, man.
He really does. He really does. And good on him. And I hope this story finishes out, you know, finishes out with him winning a natty. Because that would be the story. Because, look, the best quarterback in college football this year, dude, if you just look statistically, none of these dudes are in the top 10, are they?
No.
It's like Darian Mensah and the kid at North Texas who threw for a billion yards.
Mastermaker, yeah.
Yeah, so like those metrics don't play in anymore. Now, you give me some jive, you give me some personality, you give me some action. You know, I don't care if he's kind of corny and says flipping instead of the F word. I would drop F-bombs on national TV like no one's business if I was in his position. So he can be a little kind of goobery, whatever, but that's part of the story. And the Heisman Trophy is something that should be special and fun. Like when I think of Reggie Bush winning a Heisman Trophy, I think of that assistant coach on the sideline waving him when he stops on a dime against Fresno State. You know, I think about that. I think of Desmond Howard in the end zone and Keith Jackson goes, hello, Heisman. You know, like, you know,
and that throw that Mendoza made in the 2 minute drill
won the game.
That was just inch perfect. And it was like, finally, we got one moment. I just want to highlight a couple things on some of the other guys. Haynes King threw for 2,700 yards, ran for 922, had
1,000 yards right there.
27 total touchdowns. His numbers aren't as prolific, but you take him out of Georgia Tech.
They're nothing.
They're nothing.
And that's the bowl game that everybody's going to watch now. That's not a playoff game.
Mm-hmm.
Since Notre Dame took the trucks and went home, we're going to watch Georgia Tech, BYU, and I'm going to love every second of it.
You kidding me? Two quarterbacks that hit it.
Where is it?
Hit it.
Where are we?
He got bad intentions.
Hell yeah. Give me both Bachmeyer and Haynes King. Hell yeah.
They're going to run over your linebackers. On another note here with Rodriguez. Rodriguez is 14th in the nation in tackles. Is it 14th? He's 114, right? Yeah, 14th in the nation in tackles, 16th in the country in interceptions, number one in forced fumbles. That is a dude.
That's a hawk.
That is a dude.
Yep, that is a ball hawk if I've ever seen one.
The other thing about this is they have the best linebacker room in the country.
They really do.
All three of their linebackers, plus the fourth guy that they bring in there, are NFL dudes.
And if you look at...
And yet he's still putting up those numbers.
And if you look at this projection, assuming Oregon beats James Madison... Mm-hmm. Wow, I can't believe it's 11-14 and I just said Oregon for the first time.
Wow.
And Oregon beats James Madison, which we all project... that's going to be the question. That'll be what we talked to Tyson Alger about. That's what everybody's going to talk about. Can mm-hmm. Oregon's offense do something against that linebacking core?
Mm-hmm.
Because they get the ball out of you.
They don't let you.
They hit Bachmeyer and made him fumble, and they picked him off.
You know what Tech reminds me of?
Hmm.
It's another team in Texas.
Hmm.
The Texans.
They do. They got some flash
play
to them.
Angry.
And they got some arrogance, some mm-hmm. fun arrogance. You know what? Let's get into that right now. Is Texas Tech and this other team with new information that came out this morning, could there be mm-hmm. two new sleeping giants in the Big 12? Look, you lost Texas and Oklahoma, but money can do crazy things. Mm-hmm. We'll do that next. 105.1 The Fan.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Fun little college football chatter. Congratulations to Fernando Mendoza on winning the Heisman Trophy. Wonder what it'll be next year. Oh, I'm sure Julian Sayin will open, right?
Yeah,
the favorite.
Arch, too.
Arch, yeah, the Arch drama will come back. Look, Arch played a lot better at the end of the year. Texas played a lot better at the end of the year. Just a little too late. A little too late. Speaking of Texas, the Big 12, right? Texas and Oklahoma were the stalwarts in that division, in that conference for a century,
mm-hmm.
right? That it, you can argue the SEC, it just means more here, but Texas and Oklahoma, baby, that's football. That's Texas, Oklahoma football. The Red River rivalry. As we're seeing, as we're sitting there kind of waxing poetically, as I love to say about Rodriguez and Texas Tech, Texas Tech kind of being the best team money can buy right now. In the truth, they put a lot of money into resources and NIL and upgrading facilities and brought in a lot of dudes, and it's paying off dividends for them. There was a report, you threw this on the timeline, Danny. There is a report from Ross Dellinger that the University of Utah Athletics are about to do an equity partnership with Otro Capital.
The first private equity partnership in college sports. And if you had your money on Utah, good for you.
Yeah, I did not. $500 million plus. This is sources telling Yahoo Sports. Let's look at it from a football perspective real quick, because I don't know if I want to get into how dangerous I think the equity partnership stuff is. But let's say this does end up paying off for them, and it is not a pyramid scheme and stealing money from them. Could Utah and Texas Tech be the new Texas and Oklahoma of the Big 12?
Yes.
I think so, too.
We saw this in the Group of Five level with USF being the first team to fully fund their $20-plus million dollar
great point.
Player cap. And this is the other teams looking around going, hey, man, we can do this. And
it's kind of seeing your path. Your path isn't Georgia, Alabama, Ohio State, Oregon, Michigan. Your path is Tulane.
And this is why I think—
Your path is Baylor?
This is why I think you see USC and Michigan going, we're not doing the conference private equity.
Oh, they'd rather do it individually. Hmm.
Why tie myself to Purdue? Why tie myself to Illinois or Minnesota?
Tying yourself to Michigan.
USC. I'm Michigan.
Tying yourself to Michigan, USC, Oregon. You can maybe even throw in UW there and Ohio State.
But why even do that?
Penn State, when you could do it on your
Utah
own?
Utah just got $500 million.
Because I would love to tie.
Michigan? USC?
I would love to tie my hitch to, you know, the cream of the crop of the Big Ten. But you're spot on, dude. I do not want to tie my.
I don't care about them.
Minnesota and Purdue and Northwestern. Although Northwestern had a nice little year.
That's fine. I don't care about them. I am a brand unto myself if I'm Michigan or USC.
It'll be a fascinating thing to watch with these two teams because it's kind of, there is an arms race with Texas and Oklahoma being gone. Hey, I know we talked about this with Jalen Hurts. Be careful what you wish for.
Mm-hmm.
Oklahoma's in the playoff. They weren't last year. Texas was last year.
A lot of SEC fans like, this year. When Oklahoma comes to the SEC, they're not going to do anything.
No, now you're just near the top of the second tier. Congratulations. You're totally right, Danny. I never even thought about it that way. There is an aspect of the Big 12 that is wide open and ready for the taking.
Mm-hmm.
They're looking for a team to be the next big one. I think when we learned Texas and Oklahoma were going to leave, even when they were talking about it in the Pac-12 days, I think probably the schools we looked at the time were probably Oklahoma State and Baylor were kind of the teams.
Because remember, Baylor was rolling.
Yep.
That was Briles' team before all the stuff.
We're great. Maybe a little Leach, Texas Tech. We'll see how that goes. When
TCU.
When what's-his-name was there, Cliff Kingsbury, when he was there. Yes, Sonny Dyke at
TCU.
At TCU. It's wide open for them, and these two could become not just sleeping giants in the Big 12.
They become actual but if legitimate you become, big dogs.
Look, Texas, what do we feel about the Big 12? What did we say all year? Chaos. I don't know who's actually any good. I don't know who's actually good. Well, their champ just got a bye.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, their champ just got a bye. And they got a bye with two other Big 10 teams in some little school called Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's putting yourself on the map.
And Indiana did it. Without being that school, but in that conference.
Correct.
It is as wide open as you could ever imagine it. And Texas Tech, they went and spent the money. Texas A&M a couple years ago spent the money.
And that's paid off for them. And they tried it with Jimbo, and it was an absolute disaster.
It was more under the table money.
Sure.
Where, you know, the guardrails weren't on it, so to speak. Utah is not a poor school.
No. No, I think, and I wonder how much of this decision is influenced by how long Whittingham has. Does this give you the financial prowess to survive and go make a splash hire when he does retire? You know, because I think a lot of people would assume that Utah would do the Iowa thing, hire from in-house.
They do have a guy that they are grooming, so to speak, to be the replacement for Whittingham.
But if there's an
much
influx,
the same way that he was for Herb.
True. But if there's a huge influx of money and someone becomes available.
Mm-hmm. But it's also making sure your facilities are up to date, that you're paying people the right way. Look, I've said this so many times about Oregon and what Oregon has done. And it's not just the money that Uncle Phil has pumped in. It is the portfolio that Oregon has built that is going to sustain them. Because, look, eventually Phil's going to be gone.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like, that's a thing that's out there. And this idea that, you know, oh, well, Phil Knight's gone, the money's going to dry up. No, it's not.
No, it's not.
They have so much money put away in stocks and bonds and property
and I'm sure
investments and all those things.
And I'm sure Phil's estate has some giant thing that's going to pay out Oregon for 100 years.
Or it's an investment that sits there and grows. That's what Oregon has done so well, in that they've positioned themselves going forward. That's what this does with Utah. It positions $500 million is for one school?
It's a lot of cheddar.
And again, this isn't just like, you know, here's the money. This is an investment, which means money can grow, which means you can sell things, which means it's a for-profit enterprise. And like, when you put this kind of money in sports for profit, how many of these have lost money in the past 30 years, Harris?
A lot.
No, in sports?
Oh, in sports? No. No.
What does it keep doing?
Keeps making money.
It keeps growing.
Look at the Dodgers. They've already paid off Shohei Ohtani's contract.
In a year.
In the second year, they'll have paid off Yamamoto's. That's two guys they signed for $1 billion.
You're printing money. You're printing money.
Mm-hmm.
And college football prints money.
It really does. We sometimes forget, you know, let's take you and me, for example. You're the hooper. I'm the baseball guy. And baseball's making more money than the NBA right now. However, the perception is that NBA is number two.
Mm-hmm.
That it's NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball. Are we all just going to forget that college football is actually number two?
Yes.
Can we just like blink and don't even think about that? They make the second most money.
Yes. Number one, there's more of them. But number two, it's football.
It's football. That football.
You sit down on Saturday for college. You sit down on Sunday for the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
It's what it is.
Yeah.
And the amount of money... Look, there's going to be a race. Private equity is coming.
Mm-hmm.
Like when we've talked about the Big Ten side of things, this is when we started talking about this. This is kind of not this exact thing, but this is where I was saying, like, I was surprised that Ohio State didn't.
I know. You said that. Yeah. That they looked over at Michigan and they were like, nah, we're cool with it. You guys aren't. Yeah. I find that strange too.
Like if you're Notre
Dame. Because you said it best. That's what it is. You don't want to hitch your wagon to the garbage at the bottom.
For 20 years.
Dude, Maryland.
They wanted a grant of rights to go for out 20 years, dog. No way.
Maryland's most famous alumni are Scott Van Pelt and the Under Armour bro.
Yeah.
And I don't see him putting money in like Phil does for Oregon. Maryland could do it. Oregon State with NVIDIA and Panda Express, like they could do it, but not everybody does it.
But you can, for the ones that don't have it in-house,
You do this. I don't know any Utah giant grads.
BYU has money from the church,
but they
also have alumni. They have Ryan Smith. They have Danny Ainge. They have Crumble Cookie. They have Pepsi. They have Taco Bell.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, but this influx of cash, like if you don't think that some corporation is out there, some VC firm, some angel investor, so like people who want to make money, what is the number one thing that makes money in this country right now? It is sports.
Yeah. It's recession proof. We forced sports during COVID. It was probably not super safe for them to play.
We went down to the bubble in freaking Orlando.
Yeah. And us here on the station, I was doing a show during that time. I think we were doing the Hot Corner and it was those were hard days, you know.
Dude, I was doing TV with Joe Simons at NBC. I was upstairs in the outdoor GPS studio, which is a shoe closet basically. And we did a green screen behind me to make it look like I was right next to Joe, who was downstairs in Studio B in this giant cavern studio by himself. And I sat there, if you're watching on YouTube, and did this and stared into a camera by myself for 6 months.
And we did that, and I watched a lot of Premier League and the bubble in the NBA.
Dude, I had a cardboard cutout that was at Moda Center.
Because outside of Tiger King, we needed our sports.
And the Jordan Doc.
Oh, yeah, The Last Dance.
There you go.
Oh, I never watched Tiger King, but I was a Last Dance guy.
Oh, yeah.
Big time Last Dance guy.
I mean, that was appointment viewing.
Oh.
It's the last time we had appointment viewing.
Game of Thrones. Maybe not for you and me, but for a lot of people. Last Dance, yeah.
Yeah.
Last Dance. It's a good one. We'll keep an eye on Texas Tech. There's a good chance they'll take on your Oregon Ducks, Danny. There's a good chance that'll be the game. And, I don't want to look ahead past James Madison, but I will. And that is a very, very spicy matchup.
Go Dukes.
I think it's my favorite matchup of the second round. the favorite potential.
Yeah.
I mean, Bama, Indiana would be fun.
Yeah.
I think Indiana smacks Brown.
That's the one I want to see because that's new money versus old money in a sense. You know what I mean? Like, that's got some juice to it.
I'd love to see Miami get worked by Ohio State. But see, I only want to see those games because I think one team's going to lose.
Mm.
Like Georgia, Ole Miss, I don't want to see that again. I want to see Oregon, Texas Tech.
Yeah, no.
I think that's a very wild game.
I do too.
Very, very wild game. All right, we come back. Let's start getting ready, guys. Army Navy on Saturday. I got some fun stories and we'll just have a little conversation leading up to the game as Danny and I will be there live on Saturday. But first, that's my man Casey Smith with sports. Yeah, you too, Brian Kelly. You too. If you haven't heard, we keep teasing this for you guys. Danny and I are on our way Thursdays to Baltimore, Maryland, as we are attending Army Navy. As you and Dusty did last year, the USAA is kind enough to send us back out there. I'm just your plus one.
And they put on for us.
So thank you for the ride. We'll be there. We leave Thursday. We land Thursday night. We'll do a show live from there on Friday. Danny's working on the guest list. Should be a lot of fun. And then we'll be at the game on Saturday at Raven Stadium.
M&T Bank Stadium.
Which the pomp and circumstance should be incredible. President of the United States will most likely be there. Some top generals and military officials. As this texter on the text line says, love the Army-Navy game. Go Navy, beat Army, kill!
You have to pick what side you're going to be on.
I think I've decided I'm going Navy.
Okay.
I think I've decided I'm going Navy for football reasons.
Okay.
For football reasons.
Okay.
My grandfather was Air Force.
Which means you should go Army.
Which means I should go Army. My father was also in the Army. But I didn't serve. So I'm just going to be a football fan that day, and I'm going to take Navy.
They do have, like, one-time merch there.
I will probably grab a one-time merch.
I suggest grabbing a hoodie or a jersey.
Maybe a half scarf? Do they make half scarves?
I have the Army Black Knights scarf that's from last year's game. I'll have that with me. And then you guys have probably seen me wear it. My Army polo, which was a play on their jerseys last year, was the Battle of Bastogne.
Oh, right. I did love those. Those jerseys were sweet.
So for those that don't know, the Battle of Bastogne, they wrote for their surrender, and the reply was nuts. NUTS, all each letter underlined. So the Army on the jersey and then on the polo that I got is Army with an exclamation point with each letter underlined. In the jerseys this year, bangers again.
So my buddy, one of my best friends, was in England, was in Liverpool to go see a Liverpool game, and he's in a cab ride on his way to the stadium. And the cab driver turns around to him. The light is green. There are cars honking at him. And he turns and looks back at him, and he says, "You're not going to get a bleeping half scarf, are you?" And my buddy goes, "No, of course not." He's like, "Good. You stupid Americans and your half scarves."
Mm.
Meanwhile, I'm sitting here, and I'm like, "Hey, I might get a half scarf of Army Navy, because why not? Why not? Celebrate the trip." There's, like, cars honking. Like,
yeah.
He's like, "No, I have to settle this first." Something really fun that I'll find some little cool tidbits to share with you. The first thing that came across my brain as I was diving into this rivalry is venues. Only 7 times has it ever been held on the campus of either academy. And it is mostly because neither team has ever played at an on-campus stadium large enough to accommodate the size of the crowd that wants to be there. Isn't that wild?
Mm.
Only 7 times, okay? 3 of them were before 1899.
Mm-hmm.
2 of them were held on campus during World War II because of, well, World War II and travel restrictions. Can you guess the last one?
No.
2020, COVID.
Oh, there you go. It is a kind of a rite of passage. It is a spiritual-like journey for service members, academy members, the people that come back. Just talking to people, to fans, just going up and down. The USAA executives, I think they're all Academy graduates, Navy, Army, and Air Force. Great dudes. They'll go out to dinner with us when they put on. They will tell you about their days as fans, or some of them as players in this game. And it is super cool. And this year is the 250th anniversary year. So the Army jerseys. This year, the Continental Army founded in 1775 at the turn of the Revolutionary War.
That's pre-America.
Indeed.
That was USA before USA.
So there's a lot of times I will say almost every time when people like a new jersey comes out for a sports team, like, well, you know, look, I'm going to throw the Portland Fire under the bus here. Ooh. The whole like, it's actually the fire is the shape of Mount Hood. It's like, all right, guys, we're doing a little too much here. But these jerseys, again, probably because of my bias, the Army jerseys, there's a marble coloring in them. Do you know what that is for?
No.
Is a tribute to the headstones at Arlington National Cemetery.
Wow. Hit me in the fields.
There is a thin purple outline around all of the jersey numbers. Do you know what that stands for?
Hmm.
It is in remembrance of all the Purple Heart Award winners.
Oh, duh, purple. And this then, is the one time I can't hate on purple, right?
Yes, okay. 100%. And then they have their the Army seal and the espontoon, which is the tip of the spear, which is the Army motto. And then the jersey numbers themselves are in Constitution font.
Of course they are.
So...
let's see. Most of the time, these games have been played in Philadelphia, because Philadelphia is basically the direct middle between West Point and Annapolis. Mm-hmm. I thought that was interesting. It's been in Maryland a couple times.
It is now going between four cities.
Is it Maryland, Foxborough, or Baltimore, Foxborough, or Boston, Philly, and D.C.?
Yes.
Okay.
So those are the cities. The reasoning for that is obviously the historical reasons, but also Naval Academy is in Annapolis. The West Point is in West Point, New York. Mm-hmm. So what ends up happening is all of the cadets and all of the sailors will get on a bus and go to the location. Everyone goes.
Oh, it looks like next year it's at MetLife Stadium where the Giants and the Jets play.
Oh, they're bumming it to New York in this
one. Yeah,
they're
going to New York. Well, Jersey, but yeah, you know what I mean.
Isn't that where
27 will be Lincoln Financial.
Running backs tear their ACLs?
That is where running backs tear their ACLs. And then 27 will be in Philadelphia.
Also, I said sailors. I should say seamen. So,
the midshipmen.
Yes. The Navy jersey is, this is in honor of the USS Constitution, one of the first naval warships. And the helmet is copper colored. It represents the copper sheeting on the USS Constitution that was used to protect its wooden hull.
Mm, okay. Okay.
And then these,
I like these. They're like puns, but they like work because it's, you know,
there are six,
USA.
There are six ropes on the sleeve and collar, and they represent the six original ships in that fleet.
Okay.
And there are 126 knots in those ropes to commemorate the 126th playing of Army Navy.
Wow.
Bangers.
I got something really cool for you, too, from a football side that we'll do for Web Gems. Okay. That's next. Portland Sports Leader, the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 FM and 1080 AM.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, this is everybody's favorite Web Gems. Do it every single day at 12:45. Coming up on the Big Nooner. Free consultation at 12:15, so get any of those questions you need. Already got some coming in, 503-864-6326. If we got enough, we'll double it up. Anything and everything you could use help on. Your sportsdom, your fandom, your friendsdom, your partnerdom.
If your partner's dumb, I can't help
it. I just call your partner dumb? Anything like that, you can join us for that at 12:15. We'll also get into some Blazers, and I have a question to you, Daniel, my resident expert here, because I don't really understand how to look at it, so I'm curious if you will help enlighten me. We'll do that in the Big Nooner. But kind of finishing up some fun thoughts here in the Army-Navy game, I wanted to use this Web Gems as a kind of an opportunity to just kind of share some quirky, fun things. Tomorrow I will tell you about the 1963 Army-Navy game.
Okay.
Featuring Roger Staubach as quarterback, so there's some fun for tomorrow, from little tease tomorrow. But catch this. In 1893, the Army-Navy game, Navy midshipman and later admiral, because you address admirals as admirals.
Indeed.
Joseph Mason Reeves wore what is widely regarded as the first football helmet in the 1893 Army-Navy game. He had been advised by a Navy doctor that another kick to his head would result in intellectual disability or even death. So he commissioned an Annapolis shoemaker to make him a helmet out of leather.
I mean,
that's where it starts.
Our first mark of a football related concussion
is, yes, they had CTE in the 1800s.
It ain't new.
No. And I think that's just something that's really cool, just to kind of, you know, wax on about this.
It's, and like, again, this is the 126th game.
There's just so much, you know, there's just so much history around the game of college football and the game of football, to be honest, around this. You know, you have Heisman Trophy winners from the service academies, because when college football was born, these were the teams that played at Notre Dame. You know, that's why if you're your age, you know, or if anybody out there is, you know, around your age, you're 24, 25, something like that. If you ever are like, dude, why is Notre Dame important? Like, they haven't done anything in my lifetime. It's because they've been around for 100 years. And they are some of the first people to play football. And that's why it means a lot. And that's why it's kind of like, you guys are a bunch of losers and babies for not wanting to play in a game. Because you know who would never turn down a game? Army or Navy.
Nope.
Never. They're both going to bowl games this year.
Mm-hmm.
I might go up to Alinea and put some juice down on this game.
There you go.
Just for funds.
What is the line in this game?
It was it opened at 6.
Let's see. The great thing about Army-Navy is it is a standalone game. There is no other game played this weekend.
And they do that intentionally.
Yes.
As they should.
All of the, again, to pump up USAA here, because they are taking great care of us, that is what USAA loves, because guess what everybody is watching if they are watching football on Saturday?
Dude,
It is still 6.
I have my weird political things that I am about, and sometimes I get frustrated with how the military is used to prop up certain things that it shouldn't be, but nothing but mad respect for them as well. Dude, even I've watched a lot of Army-Navy games in my life. Mm-hmm. I'm not, like, really watching it. It's the only game on, so it's you throw it on.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't quite, like, Rose Bowl appointment viewing for my household, mm-hmm. but damn close.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, every January 1st, parents woke us up. Loaded the car up, went to my grandparents' house to watch the parade and then the Rose Bowl, because mm-hmm. that's what we did in the Pac-10 back then. And now I've got this fun little new tradition starting with you to watch Army-Navy.
And it's super dope. Like,
can I choose teams different every year, or do I, like, have to pick one this
no,
year?
No, you pick and you ride.
Oh, boy. Now I'm scared. Now I'm leaning Army.
Yeah, you pick and you ride, dog. There's no... You don't switch sides in the military.
Well, I don't know.
No, don't get me wrong. It does happen. My former lieutenant was prior Army enlisted and became an officer in the Air Force. But you also get crap for it.
Well, I don't like. Would my dad or grandfather be mad at me if I chose Navy instead of Army? My dad is dead and my grandfather has dementia. Like,
seems like you can get away with it.
but I could use some free consultation from them on who to choose.
I'll tell you what. If we get General Gillen, we'll ask him.
Well, he's going to be biased.
Okay. If we get the Admiral, we'll ask him.
God, I like boats so much more, though. I love being in water.
You want to be on the ocean for 6 months straight?
Kind of. I want to be in space by myself for 6 months. That'd be fun.
You don't want to be on the ocean with 5,000 dudes for 6 months.
Well, no, I don't want to be with 5,000 dudes.
Guess what it is, buddy.
Oh, God. It's like this, but all day, every day.
Mm-hmm. And a lot more of them. And a lot tighter space.
God, I hate this show.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dude, for 6 months?
I grew up, I could swim before I could walk. I had zero interest in being in the Navy.
Yeah.
Zero.
Well, you're a 9/11 kid, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So that felt like we got to go over there and we got whoop smash.
Oh, look, we take boats over there too.
Well, I know. Like, you take boats. Like, everybody.
And let me tell you right now, to a message to any other country, don't touch the boats.
don't cross the red line. I was told don't cross the red line.
Don't touch the boats. We get very mad when you touch the boats.
Why?
Pearl Harbor.
Oh, right. Right.
We don't like it when you touch the boats.
The anniversary of that was the other day.
Mm-hmm.
It was Sunday.
December
7th.
Yes.
Because the 8th, John Lennon was shot. Something like that. That's how I remember that.
Holiday I don't care about.
But that's how I remember it. My mother-in-law's birthday
one
is
day
on
will live in infamy. The other one is the day a Brit died.
My mother-in-law's birthday is on the 4th. Mm. My bestie's on the 5th. The 6th, we rest. Mm. The 7th is Pearl Harbor, and the 8th is John Lennon, right? Isn't that how it goes? Or is Pearl Harbor the 6th? I don't know. I don't know. I'm probably blasphemous here.
Yeah.
Let's see. Pearl Harbor Day. December 7th. Yes, got it right. Got it right.
So, yeah. But yeah, you got to pick. You can't switch sides.
I've been to Pearl Harbor. I've been to that. That place is really cool.
Brother.
Yeah, that place is really cool.
The place that rocked me to my core was last year at Arlington.
Oh, I bet.
I mean, I dropped to my knees and cried.
Yeah, I don't know if I have the gusto to do that.
I mean, I cried on air, I think, like 4 times last year. I couldn't get through segments a couple different times. Hmm. That place, you want to talk about getting humbled?
Yeah.
That place humbled me.
Well, and I've real seen hard. The pictures and videos I've seen, it like goes on forever, doesn't it? Feels like it just continues and continues.
Again,
and continues.
One of the first tombstones that I like looked closely at walking up the hill was a 2-time Medal of Honor winner in World War I, World War II. Look, I don't care where you sit politically. Joe and I were talking about this the other day, to talk about Medal of Honor winners in Arlington and Army-Navy game and all those things. And I had them read Roy Benavidez's Medal of Honor citation for the Vietnam War. This guy got hit with shrapnel, had his face blown off. I think he got shot 9 times. Went back in. He had already left the LZ.
Wow.
Gone back to another base. Most of his unit was killed. He went back in and grabbed all of their gear, all the classified documents, carried their dead bodies, and went back and went back and went back. Shot, blown up, torn to pieces, and kept going back. That's like when you talk about what should be taught in school, I don't care where you stand politically. You want to know, you want to understand what it means to be in the military, to serve at the highest levels. Go read a Medal of Honor citation. If you don't feel something, you don't have a soul.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'll be wild. We'll keep you updated on Army Navy. We'll have some fun tidbits throughout the week as we'll be live there on Friday. Guest list is coming together. Looks should be fantastic. And we will keep you updated on that as it comes. Big Nooner is next. Let's do it. Free consultation at 12:15, 503-864-6326 or the YouTube. Loaded Final Hour. Stick with us. We're having a great time. 105.1 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.